I'm currently at a hotel in Roanoke, Virginia. It's 12:20 a.m. I guess technically Thursday, March 12th. And my partner and I are fighting. Actually, our whole team is fighting to save Storage Squad. Today was not a good day. We basically spent the entire day trying to reach university administrators, because throughout the day we heard that different universities were partnering with different schools. Harvard partnered with Olympia Moving, so Olympia Moving is going to show up on Harvard's campus, drop off a bunch of boxes and tape to all the students. The students are going to pack up and the students are going to leave. And then 3 days later, or whatever the surface life of coronavirus is, they're going to come back and pick it up. We lost Tufts today. We lost Syracuse today. We lost Michigan today. We lost Vanderbilt today. We lost Georgetown today. When we didn't hear anything from the university, we basically just saw them post on their website that they've partnered with a moving company. Basically, we are extremely worried that we're not going to secure any deals here and we're going to lose all of our business. And we lost UPenn in Philly. But about 3 hours ago, we got promising note from Emory that they want us to come talk or have a phone conference tomorrow morning, first thing. About an hour ago, literally 11:30 p.m., we got a note, an email from Princeton that they want to have a call first thing in the morning. We got a message from Brandeis as well that they want to talk tomorrow. I still haven't been able to reach anybody at Cornell, but the main competitor, our main competitor at Cornell, is not operating. We are really worried that moving companies are going to swoop in and steal these contracts from us, and we are going to lose it all. We already, just if you count the universities that have made decisions, we've already lost a good 25 to 30% of our business, maybe more actually, because we lost BU, lost Boston College. It's a mess. So my partner and I and the rest of our team were in full on sales mode. We have got to speak and make a deal with a university, and the university has to trust us to do this. So the problem here, and what I'm going to ask for help this time, is boxes and tape. We are still going to need help, as far as manpower and labor goes. Today, I had about, I'd say probably 40 people reach out to me today, which is amazing. Wanting to help, having ideas, say they live in a city, say they're willing to travel in. If you're listening to this and you know anybody in our cities that we're operating in, let me know. But what we need right now is boxes and tape, because we have a feeling tomorrow morning, the first thing they're going to ask is, when can you get packing supplies on campus? And we have to figure that out. So we're going to get on the horn with packaging companies, but if you know anybody in the packing corrugated industry with boxes, or the tape industry, or the label industry, please reach out to me, nick@swaystartup.com, because we need 24 by 18 by 16 inch boxes, and we need, if we get the deal tomorrow, we probably need 10,000 of them in Atlanta. Probably need 15,000 of them in DC. Probably need 5 or 10,000 at Princeton. We're gonna need a lot in Boston. I mean, who knows what decisions these universities are gonna make? I mean, GW, said they're going to make an announcement on the 27th. They're not going to wait that long. Tom Hanks has coronavirus. An NBA player has coronavirus. There's going to be bad news all over the place tomorrow. I know that when I wake up, we're going to wake up to more bad news. The stock market's probably going to open at stoppage down or whatever it is where they cut off the stock market. I cannot believe that this is happening, that I am working to save my company right now. I did not see this coming. It's March 13th, and I'm fighting to put food on the table of my children and make sure that my employees can get a paycheck the rest of the year. If we don't get any of these contracts, we're going to go from $2.25 million in sales to who knows how little. So here I am. So if you have contacts anywhere near Atlanta, I'm sure Illinois, Iowa are going to be on our target list. Michigan State maybe. Boston, D.C., Philly, or Princeton, New Jersey, which is right outside of Philly. Ithaca, New York, State College, Pennsylvania. Those are the markets that we're targeting right now for manpower and for boxes and tape. Reach out to me, nick@sweatystartup.com. I'm going to get up early tomorrow. It's 12:26 a.m. I'm going to get up early tomorrow, load the family in the car. Gosh, I got a grumpy family right now. My kids are a wreck. Got a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old with me. My wife is not too happy about this, but she's supportive. She knows what we're doing, what we have to do. I'm beelining to Ithaca in the morning, straight up 81. Go to Ithaca, New York. And do what I can to sell these administrators on trusting us to handle this move out. We don't really know why they're leaving us so far in the dark. None of them have really kept us in the loop. I guess I understand this is a lot bigger deal than student storage. The last thing on their mind is what the kids are going to do with their stuff. They got dining services, housing services, staff, teachers, finals, exams, parents, students. All those people come before us. So that's where we are. Wish me luck.